The opinions and statements expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect those of WWDB, its staff, or management.
Twist it, braid it, comb it, brush it, just don't break it. Terra Oils for all your natural hair needs at myterraoils.com. That's MyTerraOils.com. Free shipping. Limited time only.
Philadelphia needs hope. Hope Pregnancy Centers on North Broad Street in Philadelphia has a mission to help women in crisis. In a safe, caring, and judgment-free environment, women receive free services like counseling, ultrasounds, supplies, education, and so much more. Hope's dedicated and loving staff offers personal support through pregnancy, birth, and beyond. On the front lines of Philadelphia, the need is great. But so too are those who step off the sidelines with financial donations that support Hope. If you have ever wondered how you can help, this is your moment to be a true lifeline. Give hope to Philadelphia by visiting multiplyhope.life.
Greetings from Total Transformation Radio, WWDB 860 AM. I am Dr. Howard, your weekly host.
And I am First Lady Vanessa Howard, your weekly co-host.
We wish you a happy holiday season. It's gonna be all right. It's gonna be all right. Good afternoon. I am Dr. Howard, your weekly host on Total Transformation Radio, WWDB 860 AM, with my wonderful wife and co-host, First Lady Vanessa Howard. Our mission is to impact the world with the transformational power of the gospel through real talk, biblical teaching, testimonials, discipleship, practical living, and life coaching. Call in right now, 888-329-3306. If you need prayer, if you want to comment, or if you just want to holler. Today's topic is the season of Advent. And our scripture reading today is found in Psalm 25, verses 1 through 10, and it reads, "In you, Lord, my God, I put my trust. I trust in you. Do not let me be put to shame, nor let my enemies triumph over me. No one who hopes in you will ever be put to shame, but shame will come on those who are treacherous without cause. Show me your ways, Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me. For you are God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long. Remember, Lord, your great mercy and love, for they are from old. Do not remember the sins of my youth and my rebellious ways. According to your love, remember me, for you, Lord, are good. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he instructs sinners in his ways. He guides the humble in what is right and teaches them his way. All the ways of the Lord are loving and faithful toward those who keep the demands of his covenant." Let the church say amen. 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 First Lady, can you just open up with some prayer as we begin to talk about this Advent season that kicked off yesterday? The first Sunday of Advent was Amen. On yesterday. So bless us.
Yes, Lord. Father God, we come humbly before you, Lord Jesus.
Yes, God.
With expectation, God, and we are expecting you to do mighty works through this network right now, God.
Yes,
we thank
God.
You, Lord,
thank
God, for this time and season where we celebrate the coming of our Savior, the Messiah. We thank you, Lord,
you,
God, for your eternal love. We thank you, Lord God, for the immortality that you've placed in us and the promise, God,
yes,
that you have made
you,
to
God.
Us, Lord Jesus.
Thank you,
we
Jesus.
We know, God, that you sent your Son. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Bless
to save
people,
us, Lord Father God. To
bless
keep
people,
us,
God.
Lord God. And more importantly, you left us with the Holy Spirit.
Thank you,
to
Jesus.
Lead and guide us. We just thank you, Lord, for being awesome. We thank you,
yes,
God, for even waking us up this morning, God.
Thank you.
And not acknowledging sometimes the wonderful works that you do through us from this minor to the major.
Yes,
but
God.
But we thank you, Lord God. Have your way today, Lord Jesus, and speak through us. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen.
Amen, 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 First Lady. And we thank you, all of you who are out there listening today with us here. And on Total Transformation Radio, we're just so excited as we kick off this Advent season. Amen. And we got some great music coming up soon. Not right now, but we have some great music coming up very soon from our very own First Lady, Vanessa Howard. I just want to give a little preview to the folks out there listening, but we celebrate and we celebrate the album with some Christmas stuff on there that will truly, truly, truly bless your spirit during this wonderful Advent season. Amen.
And we hope you all out there who are listening had a wonderful Thanksgiving celebration with your family. And we pray that you are well and still healthy in Jesus'
yes.
name.
Amen to that. Amen to that. And we did have a wonderful time in New York with our family, with my mother-in-law and the rest of our family up in Queens. Amen. And the traffic was not bad at all. So
at all.
I thank God every time I drive to New York and it's not a 5-hour ride, which is supposed to be a 2-hour ride.
Right.
So I'm thankful for that. But First Lady, let's jump right into what is Advent season? And, you know, why are we so excited about Advent season as followers of Christ, as Christians?
Yeah, it's a special time for us. Advent season is a very special time of year that sometimes gets lost in the bright lights of the Christmas season.
Mm, talk about that for a second, First Lady. Yeah. Stop right there. Stop right there. You said this is a special time, very, very special time of the year that gets lost in the bright lights of the Christmas season.
Yeah.
Hmm. Talk about that.
You know,
the bright lights of the house, all the houses you see lit up, the bright lights on all the storefronts that you see, you know, lit up. But tell us a little bit, Advent, why are we so excited about this season?
Well, I think it's important for people to know the symbolism in what we're doing and why we're doing it. You know, the Christmas lights and all those things, they're celebratory things that people do. Because we are preparing, it's a celebration. We are preparing for the coming of for the birth of Jesus.
Yes, yes.
So it is an amazing celebration. It's a prophecy that was prophesied in Isaiah in the Old Testament, and they've been waiting for Jesus to come.
Amen.
And so, you know, I'm ready to celebrate. I don't know about you, but I'm ready to celebrate and put on my Christmas tree up
and the lights
and the lights
and
all
the
of that
bulbs and the bells and the whistles
and the shopping you know comes just because they came bearing gifts to Jesus and so you know we buy presents for our kids but it doesn't make sense for us to do these things and go with the motion of things and not understanding the significance of why we do what we do.
Although, First Lady, I think we've, over the years, have gotten a little crazy with the gift giving and all of that. And, you know, the tree flooded. I know that our children have been blessed over the years. And I know that even as a child myself, was blessed with gifts and truly, truly thankful for the gift and the season of Christmas. But truly understanding that this is the kickoff of the liturgical or church calendar, which begins, you know, really began yesterday on Sunday and will move all the way until until Christmas Eve. To God be the glory. Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. We thank God for this period of preparation in anticipation for the nativity of Jesus Christ at Christmas. So I know you folks out there listening, you're getting ready. You're looking forward, because I told you there's going to be some blessed music here as the Christmas season is upon us.
Yes,
Thanksgiving is behind us. It's in the rearview mirror, First Lady.
Yes, it is.
And now we are in full gear, ready to move in towards Christmas and the Advent season. Amen. Today.
Is Christmas your favorite time of year?
It is my favorite time
Me
of
too.
Year.
I love it.
It is
I
mine.
Love it.
And I know some of you all out there listening are saying, you know, it's my favorite time of year as well, because the food is always good. The cookies are always good. And the family time and fellowship is always, always good, First Lady. Yeah. But I want to talk about the Advent wreath.
Yeah.
Because it's very symbolic and significant in the tradition of Advent season. And the wreath and the candles are full of symbolism.
Yes, it is.
Tied to the Christmas season. So let's talk about it. What does it mean? What does the wreath mean? What are people saying about it? What is the reality of the wreath? And the wreath itself, which is made of various evergreens, signifies continuous life.
Yeah.
First Lady, eternal life is in Christ Jesus, right?
Yeah, so I put my wreaths on my door for Christmas, right? But we need to understand what it signifies.
Continuous life.
Continuous life.
Eternal life. So the wreath is representative of Christ and those in Christ and those who have a life in eternity.
Yeah.
So we thank God for that continuous life of the wreath representing.
It has no beginning or end.
Come on. No beginning or an end. Come on.
Yeah.
Eternity of God.
Yeah.
The immortality of the soul and the everlasting life we find in Christ.
Yes.
The wreath. So just think about the wreath. Every time you see a wreath, think about what it signifies. Think about what it means. Think about the connection, continuous life, the circle which never ends, eternity of God, immortality of the soul, and the everlasting life that we find in Christ. I know somebody's encouraged out there just by that. Maybe you didn't know what the wreath represented. Maybe you've seen wreaths all over. Maybe you celebrate a different faith tradition and you're learning something new today. And that's a blessing. Maybe you didn't understand the wreath, but the wreath is very significant. And I just wanted to take a pause right there as we talked about the wreath for a moment. We talked about the continuum, the circle which never stops giving, just like Jesus the Christ, the gift that never stops giving. As we prepare, First Lady, for our first Christmas song.
Drum roll.
Are y'all getting ready? All y'all listening out there, get ready for our first song. I'm not even going to tell you what it is, but I know once you hear the beginning of this being played, don't leave us. Stay right there. This song is coming on. It's coming fast, and it will bless your soul, by Vanessa Howard. May God bless you, and may God keep you. Enjoy this moment.
To him who is able to keep us from falling. He is called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Let's put our hands together and celebrate him. Put your hands together like this. To us a son is given. For unto us a child is born. For unto us a son is given. For unto us a child is born. Son of man, who was slain. unto us a son is given. For unto us a child is born. For unto us a son is given. For unto us a child is born.
It's me, Vanessa Howard. I'm going to be live in concert. Did I say Christmas? It's going to be a live Christmas concert on December 17th, 2021.
From 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern at 30 Main Restaurant and Catering. Ticket price $50. We look forward to seeing you then. We wish you a Merry, Merry Christmas. We celebrate. We are back here on Total Transformation Radio, WWDB 860 AM, with your boy, Dr. Howard, and your first lady, Vanessa Howard, who sang that song. I don't know about you out there, but I got so hot, I had to take off my sweater. I was grooving in my seat, and sweat started dripping, and I had to just release some clothing. I know that that encouraged you out there. Somebody out there, maybe it was discouraged this morning. Maybe it's discouraged over the last several weeks. Maybe you've been dealing with grief and challenges because mama or daddy wasn't at the table this year for Thanksgiving. Maybe you've been struggling with a few things, and maybe you've felt like stepping on the ledge, but that song inspired you and encouraged you to take another day forward in this wonderful journey of life that ebbs and flows. But I want to talk to you, First Lady, and find out what it is that inspired you to write this wonderful song entitled We Celebrate.
Yeah, you know, I was sitting in my car, and the Lord always downpours information while I'm driving, and it was around Christmas, about 3 years back, and I looked around and I saw people shopping. I saw the Christmas lights and everything. And he said, don't forget to tell the people what is the real reason for the season.
Mm.
And then he took me to Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, which reads, for to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. He will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
Yes.
And that's what I wrote. He showed me that, and the whole song was birthed from that. calm. But I love that the ending part. He is called Wonderful Counselor.
Yeah.
He is a mighty God.
Yeah.
He is an everlasting Father.
Yes.
He is the Prince of Peace. Yes. And as we talked about the wreath and how the wreath is everlasting. There's no beginning.
Continual.
There's no ending. His continuous love pours on us on a day-to-day basis. His grace is also continuous, right? His mercy is continuous.
New mercies. They say morning by morning.
New mercies.
New mercies I see. And the reality is that song is powerful, First Lady. And I know you said you got that from, give the scripture again so folks out there can look it up and can meditate on it and can really read the prophet Isaiah, who has some very powerful words for us.
Yes, from Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6.
Verse 6, amen, amen, amen. And First Lady, I want to read that scripture again.
Sure.
Because we're in the season of Advent.
Yeah.
This is our focus. For to us a child is born. Mm-hmm. To us a son is given,
wow.
And the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. My God, my God.
Yeah, you know, it gets better as you keep
moving on. Yes, yes. I was going to keep going, but it gets gooder and gooder.
Yeah, yeah.
Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. The wreath, eternal, continuous, no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. Forever, First Lady.
Yeah.
Forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
Yeah.
So, First Lady, the Lord will accomplish this.
Yeah.
The Lord will use his people to help accomplish his mission and his promises.
Yes.
So those out there that may be discouraged right now, God will help you accomplish the mission that he already preordained, predestined before the foundations of the earth. God planted something in you for you to do, and you are special. Don't forget that, First Lady.
Yeah.
Don't forget that, listeners out there. That we are special and we are joint heirs with Jesus the Christ, the King. We are joint heirs, First Lady. And as a result of that, we're blessed and highly favored. And I am just so grateful for this Advent season and the reminder of God's continuous and eternal love for us.
You know, as you were speaking, I heard John 3:16, which we say it all the time,
but
for God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son. Yep.
That whoever believeth in him
shall not perish
but have everlasting life.
Come on, here we go with everlasting
life.
Yeah.
From everlasting to everlasting, from glory to glory. Somebody shout amen.
Amen.
Amen. We're having church in here.
One more again for the people in the back.
As we're amen. We are preparing. We are preparing for Christmas.
Yes.
And I'm so excited that I'm preparing for yet another song.
Oh.
Another song. Look, we're playing some Christmas music today. We're kicking off Advent season. The liturgical church season is here.
Okay.
And we are here. So let's get ready for yet another song. Sit back, put on your seatbelt, pull over if you're driving, and raise your hands and be ministered to by First Lady Vanessa Howard. These songs are fire, y'all. So get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. Here we go.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day walk on water. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? And this child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm the storm with his hands? Didn't you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? When you kissed your little baby, you've kissed the face of God. Mary, did you know? Mary, did you know? Baby boy is Lord of all creation. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb? And the sleeping child you hold in is the grave.
It's me, Vanessa Howard. I'm going to be live in concert. Did I say Christmas? It's going to be a live Christmas concert on December 17th, 2021.
From 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern at 30 Main Restaurant and Catering. Ticket price $50. We look forward to seeing you then. We wish you a Merry, Merry Christmas. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. We are back here on Total Transformation Radio, WWDB 860 AM with Dr. Howard, your host, and First Lady Vanessa Howard, your co-host. Mary, did you know? That song is fire. I love that song. And First Lady Vanessa Howard, you sang that song. Ooh. Somebody's encouraged out there. Yeah. Somebody is stirred up in their spirit out there, you know, listening to Mary, Did You Know? Mary's baby is what we call him. Yeah. Mary's baby, Jesus, the Christ. Mary, did you know?
The great I am.
Come on, talk about that song, First Lady. What does that song mean to you? How did that song? I know that's a classic.
That's a classic.
You know, but the reality is, you sang that song with such passion, such vigor, such enthusiasm. You must know Mary's baby.
You know what's the best part of the song is? It was is towards the end, the bridge where it says, "The blind will see, the deaf will hear."
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the dead will live again.
Yes. You know, and, yes. The miracles of God.
The miracles of Jesus. The miracles he performed while he was here. You know, and in the song, it talks about all the miracles and the works that Jesus would do, you know, in his short time span walking here on earth.
That's 3 years on earth.
Just three.
And he did more than some have done in 70, 80 years.
Lord Jesus.
And still doing the work. So Mary's baby has done a great work.
He came on mission and he accomplished it. And at the end he says, you know.
Jesus was on assignment.
Are you telling
me that he was on assignment sent by God?
He was sent by God.
And I want you to be encouraged out there, those of you that are listening, because we're joint heirs with him. I just want to remind you that you have the same access to the promises of God. You are somebody. You are a child of the Most High God. And I'm speaking to that young man out there who's downtrodden, who's lost hope, who's addicted and afflicted. I'm speaking to the young lady, the single mother out there who's drug addicted, has no resources, has no shelter. I'm telling you that you are special and God is about to turn it around for you.
Amen.
Just surrender your life to him. Surrender your life to God, and he will transform you. You will become an overcomer. Then God will use you. Once you become an overcomer, he will use you to impact the world with your testimony and the power and the story of the gospel of Jesus Christ. First Lady, thank you for that song.
Thank you. Thank you for your support.
Because it stirred me up. Oh, what did I do? Oh, yeah, I did sing background vocals on that. No. No, I'm just playing, y'all. I'm just playing. I'll give you one or two notes and then I'll sit down. But the reality is I got a singer right next to me, y'all.
And I want y'all to know, in order for you to purchase your tickets, go to my website at myvanessahoward.com.
All right? Myvanessahoward.com. Go purchase your tickets. We can't wait to see you on December 17th. They might even give me the mic to introduce some folks that night. I'll be excited about that to MC that event, as I'm excited already that December 17th, there's going to be a party going on right in Berwyn, right on Lancaster Avenue, at 30 Main Restaurant and Catering, which is one of our wonderful sponsors, along with Terra Oils and Hope Pregnancy Center. So we thank God for all of you out there who are listening. We thank God for all of our sponsors. And we want to get back into some things.
Yeah, we want to continue talking about the wreath and what it signifies.
Come on. We talked about the wreath and the continuous piece of it. Mm-hmm. And there's some other things there that, when we look at the wreath, each part of it means something,
yeah.
First Lady. Even the individual evergreens that make up the wreath have their own meaning that can be adapted for faith groups. But the laurel signifies victory over persecution and suffering.
Yeah,
I want to talk about that for a moment because, persecution and suffering.
This is why
the scriptures are relevant, but the wreath, it signifies victory over persecution and suffering.
You know, what we read today on Psalms 25,
my.
1 to 10.
Come on, Psalm of David.
In you, Lord,
an acrostic.
God, I put my trust. Mm. I trust in you. Do not let me be put to shame.
Do not.
Nor let my enemies triumph over me.
Come on.
No one who hopes in you will ever be put to shame.
Jesus.
But shame will come on those who are treacherous without cause.
Jesus.
Show me your ways, Lord. Teach me your paths.
Mm.
Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God, my Savior.
Come on, First Lady. Encourage somebody out there right now.
All day long.
With the word of God.
Remember, Lord, you are great mercy and love. For they are from of old.
Do not
remember the sins of my youth and my rebellious ways. I had to pause right there. I said, thank you, Lord.
The sins of my youth and rebellious
ways. Yeah, Lord, don't hold it against me, God.
I'm telling y'all, First lady was a sinner.
Oh, Lord.
And still, we sinners saved by grace. But I was a sinner. See, they didn't even have it. It says sinner. Grandmama had to pray. Auntie had to pray. They had to lay hands. They had to do the anointing oil for me, for sure. But I thank God for the transformation.
Yes.
Amen.
Remember
in Christ.
The sins. Do not.
Please,
do not
God.
Remember
please,
the
God. I'm like David, and David messed up a whole lot.
Yeah.
He had some struggles with Bathsheba. He had some other struggles as well. But the reality is God still used him
in a mighty
to
way.
Be a force for the kingdom of God.
Yep, and God can use you too.
Come
God
on.
God can use you too.
Come on, just as you are.
In spite of your shortcomings.
As just as fact, you are.
As a matter of fact, he uses the foolish things of the world to shame the wise.
Yes, like, yes,
why,
yes,
why
yes.
Why would God use you? Or why would
come
God
on.
Use them?
Come
you know
on.
What I mean? Knowing their background and what they've done in the past.
Man, them folks crazy.
He's
you got
things.
Dr. Howard on radio. He's crazy. But God is able to do a great work exceedingly and abundantly above all what we can ask, think, or imagine. Transformation, mm-hmm. my God.
Transformation takes time. Let's talk about that. Transformation takes time.
Yeah.
And he takes us from glory to glory to glory, right? So although we all may have a past, we had to come from somewhere. But it's because of where we've come from that allows us to be better where we are now.
Come on, First Lady. Transforming. Overcoming and impacting the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Does anybody hear me today?
Yes,
I know I'm encouraged by all of this blessed worship, Christmas music, and I'm blessed by this topic and season of Advent.
Yeah, so the laurel signifies
victory
over persecution and suffering.
Over persecution and suffering.
Jesus had to suffer.
Come on.
He was persecuted.
He was persecuted. So why are you so shocked by the fact that you're persecuted?
Oh, I felt it.
Why are you so shocked by the fact that you have to suffer a little while? Sometimes the suffering is your breakthrough and your blessing is in your suffering.
Yes.
My God. And sometimes you have to be persecuted in order to be propelled to your greatness because you would not know.
Yes, Lord.
What it is to believe by faith if you have never been challenged, if you've never been in the query muck, if you've never fallen into the pit and got back up, how would you know,
we say,
how to trust in a God that you can't see?
You know, we say, how do you know that God is a healer if you've never been healed?
Come on.
And in order for you to be healed, you have had to been sick.
Talk about healing.
How do you know he's a deliverer if
he's
never
a healer.
Needed to be delivered?
First Lady, he's a healer.
My.
He's a deliverer.
And how do you know
I'm
he's
a living
father
witness.
If you never had to be father?
Ooh,
but
he's a father.
Discipline too.
Yes. Look,
father
look, look,
loves,
look. I don't know about you, but I'm old school. I had to go out and pull my own switch off the tree. Mama said, go get that switch. And you better bring one back that don't break on the first swing.
Wow.
So I don't know about you, but I was raised old school.
Wow.
But the reality is I'm thankful for it.
Yes.
Because now I am quite the disciplinarian. My children don't always like it, and my wife doesn't always agree with it. But we cannot spare the rod and spoil the child. That's for
Amen.
Certain.
Amen.
So we do have to discipline in love. But my God.
Yeah.
God is faithful and gives us victory.
Yes.
Victory
over
every circumstance, every situation you're dealing with right now. Somebody might be dealing with a financial crisis. Somebody's dealing with a diagnosis of terminal illness. Somebody is dealing with that drug demon that they just can't seem to shake. God can give you victory over it all.
And I want
trust and believe.
Amen. And the cedar signifies strength and healing. And, you know, around this time,
the holidays
are tough times for a lot of people.
My.
And I believe, you know, the rate for suicide is very high around the holidays. And so I want to speak to you out there to let you know that there is hope in Jesus Christ.
My.
There is victory in Jesus Christ.
Victory is mine. Victory is mine.
He's singing all.
Victory today is mine. I told Satan,
you're on your own on this
get thing. Thee behind. Victory today is mine. Come on
Come
now,
on,
one
we
more.
Have victory.
Joy is mine.
Joy is mine.
Joy today is mine. Go ahead, First Lady.
I told Satan.
Tell him.
To get thee behind.
Get thee behind.
Victory today.
Victory
is mine.
Today is mine.
Yes, it is.
Amen. I told y'all I couldn't sing, but I can sing.
Come on, the cedar signifies strength. You are strong Amen. And courageous.
In Christ.
In Christ.
See, our
Jesus.
Strength is not in us.
Absolutely.
Our strength is in God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.
You did
the
that,
triune
Pastor.
God.
You
the
did
Trinity.
That.
I did sing a little bit.
You did
See,
that.
Coming from First Lady, that means something to me.
That's the joy of the Lord.
Because
somebody.
I can't do just about nothing right, y'all.
No, the devil is a liar.
I had to put that out there, but the reality is it's all good, and it's all good, and we're having a great time here today on Total Transformation Radio. We have another song by our very own First Lady and co-host of Total Transformation Radio on WWDB 860 AM. Drop it like it's hot.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing. And heaven, heaven, in nature sing. Joy to the world, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ, while fields and floods, rocks, hills, and plains the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat, repeat the sounding joy.
Vanessa Howard. I'm going to be live in concert. Did I say Christmas? It's going to be a live Christmas concert on December 17th, 2021.
From 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern at 30 Main Restaurant and Catering. Ticket price $50. We look forward to seeing you then. We wish you a Merry, Merry Christmas. We are back right here on Total Transformation Radio, WWDB 860 AM, with your boy, Dr. Howard, and First Lady Vanessa Howard. And we just heard about joy. Joy, 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 and joy to the world. First Lady, we thank you for that rendition, that beautiful rendition of Joy to the World. And we thank God for the many blessings of those out there who are listening as we're preparing for this special Advent season, preparing for the nativity of Jesus Christ. There's one more thing that we want to talk about. And we do have one more special song before we go into our preacher's corner. But we're just going to talk about the first candle of the candles. See, we got one candle, we got two candles, we got three candles, and then we got a special candle. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. So we got candles. But this week, because it's the first Sunday in Advent, just yesterday, the first Sunday in Advent, we're going to talk about the first candle. The first candle on the Advent wreath is purple, and it symbolizes hope. Our hope in Jesus Christ, our hope in the Lord. Our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. Amen. And it is sometimes called the prophecy candle in remembrance of the prophets, especially Isaiah, because Isaiah foretold the birth of Christ. Mm-hmm. Isaiah spoke about Christ often in his prophetic works. Mm-hmm. And it represents the expectation felt in anticipation of the coming Messiah. Mm-hmm. People are excited. People are running around all over the place. People who don't even really know what Christmas is, mm-hmm, are running around all over the place, excited, shopping here and there, buying gifts. My children have already given me lists that cost more than how much money I make in a year. But the reality is their lists keep growing, yeah, week after week, day after day, from the oldest to the youngest. But my little one, he's three, Matthew, he said, "I just want a bike. Or a scooter. I don't know. I think it was a scooter. He wants a scooter." Yeah. He said bike before, but then he got on the scooter when we were in New York at Thanksgiving. And now all he wants is the scooter. Yeah. So, you know, to God be the glory for this Advent season.
Yes.
This is a season of joy, a season of hope. This, yes, candle is symbolic of hope. This first candle in the Advent wreath, symbolic of hope. And do you know that when you bless somebody with a gift,
yeah,
what that does to their spirit,
it brings joy,
and to their soul,
yeah,
it inspires hope in them. It lets them know that they are loved by somebody in the natural, someone that can physically hug them,
yeah,
physically see them, and physically knows them for who they are. So I just want you to be encouraged today. Because we have another song coming forth, our final song today, and then we'll go right into our preacher's corner. So stay tuned and hang in there with us. Amen. But God bless you. May God be with you. And may the joy of the Lord continue to be your strength. So long for now. Until next Monday, Total Transformation Radio, WWDB 860. A.M.
Round the altar.
It's me, Vanessa Howard. I'm going to be live in concert. Did I say Christmas? It's going to be a live Christmas concert on December 17th, 2021.
From 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern at 30 Main Restaurant and Catering. Ticket price $50. We look forward to seeing you then. We wish you a Merry, Merry Christmas.
Hi. I'm Lady Artist, and I bring you greetings from the Warrior Wives and Women in Wait online ministry. This is the Preacher's Corner. Today's scripture text is found in Psalm 25. I'm reading verses 1 through 10 in the NIV version. In you, Lord my God, I put my trust. I trust in you. Do not let me be put to shame, nor let my enemies triumph over me. No one who hopes in you will ever be put to shame, but shame will come on those who are treacherous without cause. Show me your ways, Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me. For you are God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long. Remember, Lord, your great mercy and love, for they are from old. Do not remember the sins of my youth and my rebellious ways. According to your love, remember me, for you, Lord, are good. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he instructs sinners in his way. He guides the humble in what is right, and he teaches them his way. All the ways of the Lord are loving and faithful toward those who keep the demands of his covenant. This psalm is not simply about a single moment in life or time. It's about the totality of life lived with God. This total view offers a happy point of contact with Advent. Because Advent, properly celebrated, isn't just about this Christmas or just about the first Christmas. Advent is about the church's faith that all of life, past, present, and future, is lived in the presence of God. Advent is about trusting the promise, even while awaiting for the promise to be kept by God. So what can we learn about David the psalmist, by extension, about ourselves? The psalm reveals that even those who have experienced great shame and oppression can experience God's redemption and God's love. God's mercy overwhelms any of our shortcomings, and following God's path leads us to salvation. So if you're listening to me today and you're not sure that your path leads to salvation, pray this prayer with me. Father, I confess with my mouth that I am a sinner. I believe in my heart that you sent your son Jesus to die for me on the cross. And because you raised him from the dead with all power, my sins have been forgiven. Father, I ask you to come and sit on the throne of my heart. I make you my Lord and Savior today. It's in the mighty name of Jesus I pray. Amen. If you prayed that prayer with me, then you can now begin to walk in the great love and redemption of Christ Jesus. This season, as you experience Advent, as you wait on the promises of God to come to pass in your life, just remember that God's mercy overwhelms any of your failings and shortcomings, and that if you follow his path, you will always be kept safe and saved. Thanks for listening. God bless you.